In this episode, there's metal in your meat. It's Memorial Day. I don't know what's going on in this world. Who the fuck is still eating this meat?
The sun is shining. The birds are chirping. The bacon is sizzling. Welcome to the Daily Swole.
Test, test, test. Testing, testing, testing. Test, test, test. Test ickles, test ickles. Welcome, everyone, to episode 752 of the Daily Mother Swole, the most muscular Swolecast, Beardcast, Broadcast, Gangcast, Mancast, Pimpcast, Slaycast, and Slutcast in the realm. Because when I flex, you flex, we all flex our biceps. What's going on, fam? Welcome to Monday. Welcome, happy Memorial Day. Test works. I guess it does. Welcome to the Quadcast on Twitch, Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube, and thank you for joining me here on a Monday. I hope you're enjoying your time with your family. Fuck that shit. I hope you got work done today, because today is like any other day. It's just an opportunity to get shit done. But I do want to preface it, because although it is an arbitrary day to celebrate the troops, it's an arbitrary day to celebrate something like Memorial Day, but I do want to make this a point. It's really not a holiday. Let me just get this started, because in the United States, it is Memorial Day, and I just want to make it clear that this is not, in my opinion, a holiday. It's not a holiday weekend. I don't like it called a holiday. And if you're watching, for example, on YouTube, for some reason, the reverse camera, and on Instagram too, the reverse camera doesn't pick up the flag hung the right direction. I don't know why it gives a mirror image, but for anyone that's curious or that messages me, that the flags behind me are hung correctly, I assure you. Facebook, you can see it. So today is Memorial Day. This is the day that we pretty much give thanks and we commemorate the troops that have lost their lives. And I want to make it clear that it's not that people just died. Okay? It's not that simple. Now, when someone passes, when someone gives everything voluntarily and involuntarily, you know, with the draft and everything, but when you voluntarily sign up for duty, and you serve, you're serving, you're giving. You're giving to everyone. You're giving to millions of people you don't know. You are fighting, defending, doing what you feel is right, doing what you feel is best. And you're giving it all. And it's not just the troops that are giving it everything. It's the children that are home, that maybe don't have a father anymore, that lose their parents, that lose both parents, that lose their father or their mother, whoever's serving. So men, women, husbands, wives, parents, brothers, sisters, friends, everyone. So I want to say thank you for your service, for anyone, because I know we have a lot of people in this community that have served or active duty or have someone close to them that is. So thank you for your service. Happy Memorial Day from that aspect. In terms of a holiday where we could kick back, relax, and fuck that shit. Do the same shit that you normally would do. Get what you need to get done today. If your gym is closed early, your gym fucking blows. Well, my gym closed early. I like my gym, but it's bullshit. It's bullshit. Anytime there's a day off where people can actually get shit done, I hate how gyms close early. That's what I hate about holidays or about observed holidays, because some people have a hard enough time to get to the fucking gym with family, with kids, with work. And on the one fucking day where they might have a chance, where they might have a chance to, oh, I can have time to go to the gym because so-and-so is taking care of the kids or they're with family or this, and then the gym closes early or it's closed period. It's like, fuck, I can't get a fucking break. You can't get a fucking break. So honestly, if you're a gym and you're closing early or you close on holidays, that's disrespectful to your members. A lot of gyms now are 24/7. You have like a lock and key and you have like a keypad and just bing, you use, you know, swipe it and go in. That's the real future, right? Because then kind of like everyone has their private gym. You go whenever you want, whatever time you want. You swipe, there are cameras or buttons to hit in emergency, and that's it. Yeah, more gyms are going 24/7 just because with automation and with cameras and with technology, it makes it easier to make a 24/7 gym. You just can have like a little spot in a strip mall and then just swipe your card and go in. Day for yoga, I agree. Day for yoga. So that's the definition of Memorial Day. That's the definition of what that is. The title that a lot of you are seeing. So first off, welcome to the Quadcast. It's Swolenormous everywhere. And those of you that have been a member of the Daily Swole Club on Facebook Messenger. How many of you are following me on Messenger? How many of you are part of the Daily Swole Club? I posted yesterday's post. I sent out a message breaking down chest dips, how to get like the serratus anterior and how to get the lower parts of the chest really activated with protraction at the end of the dips. So I sent that out, and I also sent a link to my full uncut YouTube video. And because it's very intensive editing content and getting content up, rather than spend tons and tons and tons of time with overlaid commentary, and it's just very time consuming. And the problem is that I find, and I'm sure a lot of creators and content creators and people find, that there's that trade-off between, okay, just putting out material and putting out content and putting out footage and editing it and making it, okay, and really sprucing it up. But that's going to take a lot of hours, and it's going to affect how much I can put out. It's like, why not just get it out there in different formats, in different ways, break down some of the moves, but then provide some raw footage. And then those of you that are interested in some raw training content, because I get a lot of questions about those older full workout videos I posted, right? And do you have any training content? I do. And I have all my programs and all my yoga classes and everything on SwoleNormousX.com. But for those that are not members of the private community, for those that don't have members-only access to my programs and yoga classes and all my, you know, exclusive elite training on my website, this is going to be a great resource. And yeah, it's going to take a little bit of homework, but instead of editing and trying to splice and give all the details, because I do that in SwoleNormousX, I want to provide a lot of raw footage. So you're going to see that in the thumbnails and stuff like that when I upload some raw footage, but I'll break down, let's say, an exercise. And then if you want to refer to the whole video, and it's not every single set, by the way. So I didn't record every single set a couple times. I got plenty of footage, you know, and it's like how many repetitions you're going to watch from one angle, you know, because if I'm working out by myself, it's going to be some just raw footage. So, well, fuck then, get members only. That's what I said, Abby. Yeah. So, and what's great is that those of you that are members, a lot of Swolenormous X members are part of the Daily Swole Club. So those of you that are Swolenormous X members, that workout is going to be chopped up and broken down and delivered with the PDF, and you're going to have the whole workout, and I'm going to do the editing and make sure that it's really succinct, because I'm not expecting Swolenormous X is for ease of use. I want you to get your HD video and your programs and stuff, boom, really, really quick and efficient. So I'm not going to have a 20-minute commentary video on Swolenormous X, but I'm going to give you that workout and let you know exactly what I did so you can follow along with that. It was a great workout. It was great. I'm recorded a great one yesterday too that I'm going to work on getting out in the next few days. So there's going to be a lot of training content on the YouTube channel. So for those of you that are not members of the private community of Swolenormous X, you can still check the training playlist on my YouTube channel. That's the point that I was trying to make. So those of you that aren't on the Daily Swole Club, I highly recommend it, but I just posted a raw and uncut, an uncircumcised workout. Any chance you or a colleague can show other exercises for real beginners? Absolutely. I have those actually for the pull-up, James. You should check my YouTube channel and check out, I think it was episode in the 40s of the Daily Swole, where I broke down how to do the negatives. And that's actually going to get posted in Swolenormous X. So me or a colleague. Yeah, of course I can. I've done so much content on modified pull-ups and negatives and things like that. So if you go on YouTube and you do a search and you type in Swolenormous negatives, Swolenormous pull-ups, you'll actually see the demonstrations. You'll see the full breakdowns. But I'm always doing that. So yeah, I'll post up stuff like that again. But I have tons of content already. And a lot of that's just a search away. So those of you that are just joining for the first time and you know that YouTube exists, trust me, there's a lot of stuff on that training playlist. There's a lot of stuff in the Daily Swole as well. But I did do a breakdown. I did do a whole episode. I think it was episode 46. I don't know why 46 is stinking out in my brain. I have this like memory of the thumbnail, but it's in the 40s, I think. I think it's in the 40s. So let's get to the metal in the meat. So the title, there's metal in your meat Memorial Day. So this came to my attention. I want to read this, and this was in the news. Came out yesterday, and this is gross for multiple reasons. This is gross just because these foods exist and just the fact that people are still fucking eating this shit. So check this out. The U.S. Department of Agriculture is recalling more than 228,000 pounds of Spam and other products made by Hormel. Now, the fact that people are still consuming Spam, the fact that Spam still is made, is fucking disgusting. First off, that's literally cancer in a can. It's garbage food. It's garbage metals, and it's just garbage to begin with. So the fact that we're still talking about spam today is fucking disgusting. And if any of you watching or listening, if any of you have consumed spam in the past 5 or 10 years, you need to seriously take a good hard look at your life and think about what you really want for yourself. Like, you really need to, I think, this is like the Game of Thrones, like shame. You need to be walked through the streets naked and have some fucking militant religious fanatic behind you with a bell just yelling out shame and everyone throwing poop at you or spam at you, because spam and poop are pretty close to the same fucking thing. So they're recalling hundreds of thousands of tons of spam after 4 consumers complained. They complained about metal objects in the food. I'm surprised they didn't recall them because people complained about how fucking gross spam is. I eat spam. I want to tell you about spam. Okay? Spam is so gross. Spam is so gross. That's what we call the email that we fucking hate the most. Garbage email is named after this shitty meat product. Are the worst emails, like fucking garbage emails that we get, we call it spam mail. We call it after this shitty fucking product. The USDA's Food Safety and Inspection Service, which I'm sure does such hard work, says the canned chicken and pork in question was produced in February in Nebraska, and the agency says, quote, minor oral injuries have been reported. Minor, from eating fucking metal. Not to mention everyone else eating spam, period. That's just getting just internal injuries from eating spam. Let's see. The recall covers 12-ounce metal cans containing spam. Spam Classic with a Best Buy date of February 2021. Gross. And these products were shipped throughout the U.S. All right, so that's gross. So anyone that's eating spam first needs to reevaluate their lives, period. And just think, just, what an insult to injury, right? What an insult to injury. Not only are you eating spam, not only are you in a situation where you're eating spam, psychologically and financially, if you're eating spam, you're in trouble in multiple ways. Not only that, you're getting metal in your spam. You're just getting an insult. It's like you're kicking a man when he's down. You're like, you got 6 months to live, and you get punched in the face. It's like, fuck, why? Why? Give me a break. Anyone grilling their food and using a wire barbecue brush needs to rethink their life. There's a lot of stuff that really needs to come out when it comes to heat and food preparation. And I'll do some more content on that, because when you have, let's say we're talking about grass-fed beef and we're talking about healthy protein sources and things that are viable for people to start shifting and improving their health and nutrition, right? The preparation is extremely important. How you prepare your food, right? Are you overcooking? Are you charring your beef? Are you, what materials are you using? Are you putting hot products into plastic? Are you melting plastic? There's a lot of things that don't really get talked about. Abigail, we're not in times of rationing. We don't need spam anymore. My God, this is not World War II, right? When did spam get popular? Was it World War II? Spam, spiced ham in a can. I don't think it was one. I mean, anytime there's metal, there have been cans. But don't forget like the BPA and the lining and the stuff that just sloughs off. And I've talked about protein powders before, how they found heavy metals in like hundreds of the top protein sources or the protein powders. And that's just from manufacturing. So it's not that they're trying to, it's not that these food companies are trying to poison you intentionally. They're not saying, hey, let's make this product and hurt people. That's not the main goal. It just becomes that way when you start mass producing and you're using and you're putting out, think about that, 250,000, it was 228 in the article, 228,000 pounds. 228,000 pounds. Do you have any idea how much spam that is? How much just quantity? How do you have quality control over that many things? So four people, let me get the fingers right, four complain about having metal or metal objects. Something probably broke off and fell in and got churned into it, and it missed, you know, it missed all the safety regulations or the safety precautions, and it slipped through the cracks. But if there's four, there could be 10,000. Maybe it was only those four, but you don't know. You got to recall it all. I'm just still shocked that Spam is still on the menu. And I'm shocked that people are shocked that there's metal in there. It's like, if you're eating Spam, what about the fucking Spam? Forget the metal. Forget the fucking metal. You found heavy metal in your Spam. What about the Spam in your Spam? You got Spam in your Spam. Joseph, too, thank you for turning me on to grass-fed and finished beef. It's a game changer. I'm telling you, it's a game changer. If you think that all foods are created equal, it's 150% not true. Marnie Hoffman, we're talking about the wire brush. It's been getting in food and killing people. Fuck. So what, a piece of the wire, a piece like a one of the wire bristles is getting into the meat or something, and someone ate it and it punctured something inside? That's fucked up. Probably on my end, but getting poor quality today. Probably is. It probably is. We're streaming normal. Everything looks 100% Kobe. So just, I would cross it out, or I would exit out and come back in. Just exit out and come back in. It's no big deal. NBD, no big deal. I'll turn off my Wi-Fi on my phone. Who knows? Every little bit counts. So who's, I guess everyone's grilling today. Just be careful. Be careful overcooking. This is like processed food paradise. You know, everyone's eating their Spam. Apparently everyone's stocked up on Spam for Memorial Day. It's like, hey, we're having a party, everyone. I got some extra Spam. Oh no, there's metal in it. Recall. No, I'm sure that happened a long time ago. It just kind of came out today. Pour some more coffee. Fucking Spam. Gross me out. I saw that yesterday. I'm like, I have to talk about this. I have to talk about this. We'll get into some more studies. We'll get into some more research. And some of you have been sending me stuff already. So if you come across a study or an article that's just kind of like good information or a good discussion topic, feel free to send it to me. Feel free to send it over. You can just hit me up, team@swolenormous.com. You can just send it over there if you have any kind of topics or articles or things you come across. We can discuss it. I'm not necessarily going to go debunking everything, but we can have an open conversation. If I have an opinion on it, I'm more than happy to give it. Marnie Hoffman, I watched how hot dogs were made last night. Now that's crazy. Yeah, if you watch one of those shows, how to make hot dogs or how they make hot dogs, go on YouTube, you won't be eating hot dogs anymore. Canned meat in general, what the fuck? I know, Dale, on Twitch. I know. Mucho better. There you go, Kobe. There you go. Attaboy. Attaboy. Who knows? It's the internet. It's technology. Who the fuck knows? I'm doing 4 live streams from a room. So the fact that anyone can hear me, period, or see me, period, is a miracle of nature. Facebook, Joanne, my 13-year-old son has done the elimination diet at the same time as me and documented it for a school science experiment. He lost 5% body fat and his moods and energy increased. Food is so important, it affects everything. Joanne, I would love to hear more about that, so send me a message. That's fantastic. Half man, half amazing on Instagram. How is the best way to correct one arm bigger than the other? Like only single arm exercises or both abs? And then a few extra set with the smaller one? Just train one dominantly. Just keep on training one more than the other. That's natural, though. You're not going to completely balance that out ever. That's due to you being right arm or left arm dominant. Very rarely is someone right-handed and has a bigger left arm. It also depends on what you're doing every day. So if you're jerking off with one hand more than the other, or you're driving a car, or you're doing some kind of laborious task over and over again for years, it happens. We have two sides of our body. We're bilateral, but we're not symmetrical always. And you see that. That's why bodybuilding, that's where people get lost when it comes to bodybuilding. Everyone thinks that bodybuilding is getting big, getting shredded, you know, getting lean. It's also about symmetry. It's about how clearly you can see the muscle bellies, how clearly you can see the proportions, how balanced they are. So bodybuilders in the gym will literally work one arm more, work one muscle, trying to build out the symmetry because they get judged on all of that. So doing well in terms of bodybuilding competitions, not just like, okay, you know, how do you look in the mirror for yourself with your personal enjoyment, But when you're from a competitive standpoint, when you're doing competition, genetics play a large role because your muscles are going to look a certain way. You have a natural predisposition to certain fullness or certain lengths or certain shapes or cuts and definition. Very busy today. Oh, Joanne, you're so busy. You can't message old Papa Swolio. I'll send you a PM tonight with the results. Sure. If you send it to me on Facebook, it'll take me a while to get to it anyway because I get thousands of messages. Papa Swole, I'm not going to Daddy Swole. So is that my nickname now? Everyone's calling me Daddy Swole. Daddy Swole, what's for dinner tonight? I don't know. Beef. Beef and sweet potatoes. Salad. That's kind of like what I eat for normal. Someone posted yesterday, do a full day of eating. I don't eat a lot. A full day of eating for me is like, this is what I ate today. Here's my meal. I drank coffee and I had some beef and sweet potato. That's my full day of eating. I heard red, it's normal, but it's kind of annoying in more fitted shirts. What does that mean? Oh, yeah, it is normal. You mean for the imbalance with your left and right arm or whatever it is? I get it. Well, you can try. It depends on what the imbalance is. Because sometimes you might have an imbalance, but it might not really be so much, for example, the muscle size as it is your posture. Because a lot of times a person might have an internally rotated left shoulder because they drive all the time with one arm. So they'll protract and round the shoulder. So you'll lose that thickness or that development and that arm will look smaller because the angle, it depends. Not to mention if you drive like that all the time, when you go to the gym, you might activate the muscles differently. There's a lot of different, I mean, yoga and having balance and having postural balance and postural bilateral symmetry is very important. And having that contralateral support, not having asymmetrical shifting and issues with your dynamic posture. You're jerking, Kobe, you're jerking too much? No, I'm kidding. Someone, you never know. People jerk a lot. People got free time, fam. People got free time. They choke the chicken. They choke it. Captain Swolenormous. Yeah. Maybe I should be a captain. Am I getting a promotion? I'm getting a promotion, so I'm no longer Daddy Swole. Now I'm Captain Swolenormous. Captain Swolenormous. I'm going to go online and get like a cartoon made of me, like a superhero. Captain Swole. Fucking Captain Gaines. That just gave me an idea. So I'm going to write it down with my trusty Swole pen. All right, done. The idea has been logged, and it shall occur. So today, some stuff that I have going on, I wanted to talk about the meat. I wanted to talk about shitty meat. I wanted to talk about that. Are you reading tweets or something? No. Am I reading tweets? You can tweet me. I'm on Twitter. I tweeted today. I don't use Twitter as like my main platform. So I forget. I could tweet more often. I guess the standard of practice is if people tweet all day long or it's once a day or it's once every couple days. I know some people are on that shit all the time. I know some people are on Twitter all the time. I don't use it a ton. Sorry, dude, you're answering questions, but there is no chat for me on Twitch. Well, Twitch, you're able to ask questions. I see the comments too. I'm on a quadcast. I think a lot of people come in, they find my content on Twitch or they follow me or on one of these platforms. They don't realize I'm on live on four different places. So YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitch. So I recommend following me on all of those because I post different content. And especially if you want to find, if you want to check out my latest training videos, YouTube. And my YouTube is kind of like ESPN Netflix where you just get everything. So there's different playlists for different styles of content. And that's why with the training, a lot of fitness peeps on social media, they'll make one video a day, right? They'll do one vlog and they'll do a 20-minute vlog and they'll have voiceovers and they have all this stuff, but they do one video a day or one video every couple days. Since I'm doing so many videos on so many different platforms, I want to separate it, right? I want to separate the longer videos from the shorter videos. I want to separate the vlog style content from the training content and then just give you different pieces where some people just want to look at training content, want to look at footage, and you can scroll through and see the sections that you want to see and blah, blah, blah. And then if you want to go check out my latest vlog, and we'll talk about certain topics. You got the Daily Swole, you got the Driving While Gaining, you got Instagram, you got all these different things. Yeah. Where can I find your podcast? Right here, bro. On YouTube. My podcast is here. I guess it's a video podcast, because the audio is on SoundCloud and Apple Podcasts. So I'm everywhere. Literally whatever you like to use, whether you like to only listen to audio, I have tons of audio. If you only like to watch video, I got tons of video. So really, whatever your choice is and whatever you prefer, whatever platform you prefer, I've got something on it. I don't think anyone here uses a platform where I don't have some type of content on it. Anyone, any of the main channels, and there's a lot of platforms I put stuff on. I like to bounce from stream to stream to find more active fam, because the Swole fam is where it's at. Ben Bettis. Thanks, dude. Well, every day is different, and I was fully aware that today, Monday, was going to be probably quieter, because whenever there's like a free day, I understand not everyone's sitting around watching live. They'll come in and say hey and then bounce. So what's interesting about the live cast and what's interesting about live streaming is that people come in and say, oh, where is everyone? Oh, it's dead. It's live. Not every baseball game during a season is packed. Not every timing of my show is going to have everyone coming in, but sometimes it'll be bumping. It'll be going off the fucking roof. So I do a lot of Q&A and I'll have topics every day, but that's why it's great to show up, because when you get your notification, you come in, boom, you get your question answered. How many people have you ever trained? Thousands. That's a boring question. Boring. Train thousands of people online, in person. I don't do in-person training anymore. You can see it live. I am here live every damn day. Carried both kids with one arm more than the other, and do the drive jerk left with the left. There you go. There you go. I'm sure that's very common with parents too, when you just hold your kid in one arm. If you're lefty or righty, switch arms. There's actually truth to that. You should be switching arms. You shouldn't be holding your kid in the same arm all the time. You're going to overdevelop one side. You just got roasted. I'm fucking with you, man. I just got roasted. No, I don't mind. I don't hate you. I love roasting people. You can. Yeah. If I think a question was a simple question, of course, lots of peeps, lots of people, tons, mucho. Captain Quadcast, fuck yeah. Yeah, the only platform I guess I'm not streaming on is Twitter. And fuck Periscope and that bullshit. We don't need that. We don't need those trolls. Ironically, that's how this all, or one of the platforms I was using originally when I started, that was more popular until Facebook Live and everything got involved. But anyway, so those of you that are just coming in now, make sure if you haven't yet, go on Facebook and send me a message and get on the Daily Swole Club list, because like I said, we started off this episode, we talked about Memorial Day, talked about that shitty metal meat, and also my full uncut workout, my uncircumcised upper body workout, which I posted. So what's going to be interesting about those workout vlogs or those workout training videos, and what I'm going to do is post them up, but every couple sets or every exercise pairing, I'm going to talk to the camera for like a couple minutes. So it's not just raw, just workout, boring, okay, he's working out. So I don't necessarily need voiceover commentary. I'm going to break in and I'm going to come in, talk to the camera for a couple minutes, explain a little bit about it. And then I have just more raw training footage. So it's very, that's very easy for me to get out. That's very easy for me to post. And I think there's too much editing going on in fitness content in a lot of places. There's too much editing. There's too much music overlays. You know, Instagram got popular where you do some booty workout and then just put some rap song over it. Doom, 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 shake your booty, 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 booty. And some girl fucking doing squats with terrible form. No one cares. I think it's over. It's boring to me. I don't like posting that shit. That's why whenever I post content, it has to be some fucking like sense of humor, or it's like, this is workout footage. You know, people, the real people, this is not entertainment. This is fucking work. This is what it looks like. I want to kind of expose a little bit what training looks like. There's shitty music in the gym a lot of times. There's fucking, it's not exciting. It's not, wow, hardcore. This workout was so much fun. You're going to the gym and doing work, and you're doing the work and then you're leaving. When you really see, that's why you follow me here, because it's fitness without the bullshit. I'm not going to pretend that this workout was in a club. And a lot of these workouts and vlogs are trying to get you to watch. And yeah, they're after subscribers and likes and shares and shit like that. Which is fine. You get that if you have good content, but a workout's a workout. There are millions of people posting workout content, but a lot of it has fluff. And most of the people doing the workouts don't have the faintest fucking idea of why they're doing what they're doing. They're just like, you know, I lift things up and put them down. I lift things up and I put them down. Yeah, I move things around the gym. I go over here. I do my deltoids. I go over here and I work my biceps. Yeah, I do some squats over here. They can't explain it. They don't understand why they're doing it. They don't have many cells upstairs, so to speak. Daily Swole is legit. Thanks, Ben. Thanks, bruh. Not every stream is packed with viewer commenting, but is always packed with solid knowledge bombs. That's what's great about the Daily Show, is that you are going to get a lot of questions that will answer, or a lot of questions based that are asked that you maybe have never even thought to ask. So what's great about listening to every episode is there's always little nukes. There's always little nuggets, even in addition to my topics, because you'll get a question that pops up that has a great conversation spark, and all of a sudden the episode might go a different direction in some cases. So you never know what you're going to get. So it's always good to tune in and get the latest. Perfect mentality. Mantality. I don't have a mentality, I have a mantality. The perfect mentality. So in terms of the online content, just to let you know, and that's on my YouTube training playlist. And that's what I want to do. I want to provide the legit fitness. You know, it's going to be more efficient for me to upload it, for me to get that content to you. And it's going to be very valuable because you can scroll through and you can see what I do and actually apply that. And of course, those of you and those people that are actually apply the shit that you see and mimic and imitate and try to better yourselves, you're the ones that are going to get the most benefit from it. Anyone that wants to watch some entertaining workout footage, you don't really fucking care that much. You're not looking for real information. So the Daily Swole is great. The workout footage is great. And you're, like I said, you're going to have little instructionals and breakdown. I broke down the Cobra again in there. I demonstrated on a friend of mine from the gym. He was asking me about it. So I recorded that. And I come up to the camera and I break down a couple of the different exercises. And I explain it, why I do it. So it's worth a watch. It's worth a watch. And that's a full upper uncircumcised workout. Uncut. Raw and uncut footage. Raw footage. Full upper body workout on my YouTube playlist. So if you haven't checked that out, do it. And that'll be a great thing to get into, let's say today. It's a full upper body workout. So if you're just getting into it, it's a great beginner workout too, essentially. I wouldn't say it's for beginners. If you can't do dips or pull-ups, you're going to have trouble with the first couple if you don't know how to do negatives or any kind of adjustments. But it's in terms of the volume, it's not a ton of volume. It's not a ton of volume. It's not going to overload you and make you sore for a month, but it covers all the upper body parts. I did active recovery this weekend, worked on my balance by standing on boat and wrist, elbow and shoulder and boat, on boat and wrist. Oh, you were fishing, reeling in lots of fish. I hope you didn't fall asleep fishing. I've never been a fan. Sit around with a pole. No, it's cool. Boats are fun. You're on a boat, bitch. Whatever floats your boat, get it? All right. Balance. Hey, if you don't go boating a lot and all of a sudden you go out sailing and stuff and your calves get really sore because you're stabilizing all the time. Much appreciate all the content you do put out. Daily Swole Club is fire. Thanks, dude. I'm glad you liked that last one. So if you make sure you also drop a comment on YouTube. So if you go and you watch the full video and you liked it, give it a thumbs up. Don't forget to subscribe on YouTube, but also drop a comment if you like the raw footage, if you like that kind of style, just getting the fucking content and getting the workout and boom and referencing it. I'm digging the raw gym vids showing techniques. Cool. Yeah, and you know, part of me is like, cool, I could do some voiceover stuff, but it's 20-minute video. It's way too time intensive. That kind of voiceover, that's what I do in Swolenormous X. So what I'm going to do is, for those of you that are already on my member site, the members of SwolenormousX.com, I'm going to take that workout, not the 20-minute video, but I'm going to split up like each exercise and give you the full workout with the PDF file and stuff, and I'll break down with instructionals and kind of like the commentary. For those of you that are in Swolenormous X. So that video is going to get broken down and that'll just take a couple days, but I'll get that up there too. So the applicable, so you'll be able to really apply it easier than just, you know, sifting through the YouTube video. So all these workouts that you see, it's going to be kind of like previews. So those of you that are in Swolenormous X, you'll see these workouts like, oh, cool, that's going to be coming to X. Because all these things are going to be uploaded and organized and neatly chopped up and delivered. And that's going to be a swole workout. This one yesterday, the one yesterday was a swole workout, but swole upper. And like I said, it's going to go into the program vault. So all of you that are doing the 90 day, or you doing your, have your mixing up your scheduling, you'll be able to refer to that in the program vault and then do that workout. And the good thing about that, the video, I demonstrated pull-up negatives, so I'll be adding some more tutorials and stuff like that on pull-up negatives and how to improve your pull-up and do it the right way and not use assisted machines or bands or shit like that. That doesn't really fucking help. Is there a way to rewind live on YouTube? Just joined? You can just watch it later. That's how you rewind it. I mean, live is live. You can watch it later. It'll be saved. It'll be on the playlist. Let's see. Let's say I'm doing like some workouts and my muscles start paining. Does that mean I'm trying too hard or what? Well, I don't understand the English at a fundamental level, what you're trying to say. Your muscle starts hurting. Discomfort is part of the muscle fatiguing. So if it starts hurting, you should stop. I don't know what you mean by hurting. That's vague. So I can't answer that because I don't want to give you, I'm not giving you medical advice, especially when you start saying pain. I avoid conversation for the most part. If you have pain, you got to go to a doctor. But discomfort is different than pain. And when you're lifting and you get that fatigue, that burn, that lactic or that acid threshold, when the acidity in the blood drops and you start essentially asphyxiating the muscle tissue and you get that burning sensation, your body telling you pretty much like, I don't have the ability to contract these muscle fibers anymore. You start lacking up, the acidity in the blood in the muscles and stuff starts becoming less efficient for muscle crossover and the fibril crossover and an actual contraction to take place, and then you stop, and that's your failure point. So in terms of there being pain, I mean, there could be pain. There could be pain, but not that kind of pain where it's, ouch, that hurts, stop. Lifting weights doesn't feel, it's not entertainment. It doesn't feel fun. It's not like a massage. It's not relaxing. It hurts. You're breaking down the muscle fibers. You're fatiguing. You're causing micro trauma. So it's going to hurt. But a discomfort style hurt, right? That good hurt, not the bad hurt. You kind of have to know the difference. That's kind of inherent to human nature to know a good pain or a bad pain. And when I say pain, I mean discomfort, burning. It's different than, okay, I broke a bone. Obviously, there's different kinds of pain, or someone punches you in the arm. Yeah. So fam, enjoy your holiday. And like I said, if you haven't checked out the raw and uncut upper body workout on my YouTube channel, go check that out. I hope you enjoy the Daily Swole Club. Send me a message on Facebook to be a part of the Daily Swole Club. And you'll continue to get those little exercise nukes and recipes and things of that nature. I also posted three new recipes yesterday. In the Swole Food recipe archive on swolenormousx.com. I posted three new recipes, so go check those out. It's already going on to the second page, so you can check those out for your food gains. And this latest workout, I'll be breaking down so I can upload it to the program archive. Daily Swole is a must, like sweet potatoes. My eardrums have abs now. What a beautiful thing to say, Dale, on Twitch. What a beautiful thing to say. How much of the Java do you drink? I have a couple cups. I haven't eaten anything today. I've just been having coffee. I'm chilling. Today I'm going to do some yoga and stretching. I worked out yesterday. Hey Dash, I bought a vibrating foam roller. It's so good. Really? Yeah, I don't use the vibrating ones. I've never splurged for something like that. The regular one's fine with yoga. I'm glad you like it, man. It's whatever gets you doing it. Organic sweet potato. Where have you been all my life? Well, Abby, you know you don't have to buy organic sweet potatoes. You're not really getting, you don't have to necessarily spend more money on that. But sometimes like the purple ones, it might say organic, like yams, like the Japanese yams. Certain foods are more important to maybe look for organic. I don't know. I think everyone's still out to, I think the marketing has far surpassed any kind of quality research we could have on whether or not organic or conventional is really better or different. Organic is still sprayed with shit. Like, who knows? Who knows what's really better? There's always research to point one way or the other, but sweet potatoes are fantastic, and they're cheap as fuck. Absolutely cheap as fuck. So yeah, those of you that have not yet checked it out, go on my YouTube channel, subscribe, check out that latest workout video. And if you like that raw content, raw footage, uncut, uncircumcised, full workout, make sure you drop a comment and let me know, because if you like it, I will make more. If you don't like it, I will not make more. All right, I'll probably make some more anyway, but if you like it, I will make more of those and put up the more content like that. And that's great for those of you that are in Swole Normus X too, because I will break those down for your workouts in your vault. So, super cool. Thank you so much. Enjoy the rest of your Monday with family, friends, eating. Don't eat spam. Remember, there's metal pieces, plus there's spam in your spam. So avoid spam so you don't have to get spam in your face, because that's fucking gross. And check out that video again. Drop a comment on YouTube. Let me know what you think. And I will see everyone on the Quadcast tomorrow for episode 753 on a Tuesday. Enjoy the rest of your day. Thank you for your service. Those of you that know someone, that are someone, that are currently serving, that used to serve, anyone that has any connection to military, active or past or future, thank you for your service. Appreciate it. And more than you can just say with words. So that's what Memorial Day is all about. So don't forget the real reason why you have a day off. If you have a day off, don't fucking get it twisted. And I will see everyone tomorrow for episode 753. Peace, McGee's fam. Deuce, Magoose. I'll see you all in Swole Normus X. Papa Swilio. Out.